In grainy footage, a dot becomes a 70s-style swirling pattern of white light above the words, "The New Zealand Documentary Board." Every few years, a secret society in New Zealand gathers for a special event, the Unholy Masquerade. In the months leading up to the ball, a documentary crew was granted full access to a small group of this society. A digital clock changes from 5:59 to 6. In a darkened room, a hand reaches out from a coffin to turn off the alarm. Each crew member wore a crucifix and was granted protection by the subjects of the film. Two hands emerge. Then their owner's body rises up out of the coffin, as if lifted by invisible strings. Wearing a long black coat and a cravat, the man comes to standing and smiles. Viago, 379 years old. He turns on a lamp.
So it's 6 p.m. in the night time, which is when I wake up. This is always a really scary part for me.
He cautiously peeps between some curtains.
Yes! Night time. So now I'm going to wake up my flatmates. I really love living in a flatting situation. Wake up! Wake up, everyone! I like to hang out with other vampires. I like to company. Awaken! Awakey, wakey! I just really like having a good time with my friends.
Beacon. Hi. Hey, Beacon. How was your night last night?
I transformed into a dog and had sex.
Cool. We're going to have a little flat meeting in the kitchen in about 15 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Should I close this?
Yes.
Ladislav! Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Vladislav comes to the door.
What?
Hey.
What time is it?
We're going to have a flat meeting in about 10 minutes.
20.
Okay, is it?
The door is shut in Viago's face. His eyes widen as he heads off, flashing a bright smile. Next, he puts a hen in a sack, opens a trapdoor, and descends into the dark.
In Peter's room, I'm just going to wake him up.
Straining, he shifts the stone lid from a sarcophagus. Behind it stands a pale man with fang-like teeth and long fingernails, his eyes closed.
Peter. Peter. Peter, wake up.
Hey, listen, we're just having a flat meeting upstairs in about 10 minutes. You don't have to come, but I thought I'd extend an invitation to you, just in case. There's a lot of stuff on the floor down here, Peter, and like these things, I don't... Oh, it's a spinal column, yuck. And I was thinking maybe I should just bring a broom down here for you if you wanted to sweep up some of the skeletons. I don't know. You know, it makes...
Peter bares his teeth.
I got you this chicken.
At the meeting.
Is Peter coming? Shall we be great?
Peter's 8,000 years old. We're not going to have Peter at the meeting. Okay, so I wanted to have a quick chat about flat responsibilities because, guys, I think that we're not all pulling our weight here. We're not just pointing the finger at you, Deacon. You're a cool guy, but you're not pulling your weight in the flat.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that I'm cool.
No, that's not the point, though.
Yeah,
you're missing
it's not a flat meeting about how cool you are.
I do my flat chores.
No, you don't.
No, yes, I do. That's why we're having the flat meeting.
The point is, Deacon, that you have not done the dishes for 5 years.
Vladislav is right. It's unacceptable to have so many bloody dishes all over this bench like this.
I'm so embarrassed when people come over here.
What does it matter? You bring them over, you kill them. Vampires don't do dishes.
Deacon's like the rebellious young vampire. He's always doing crazy things, saying crazy things. He's just like the young bad boy of the group.
Okay, so one day I was selling my wares and I walked past this old creepy castle and I look at it and think, very old and creepy. And then this creature flies at me. It dragged me back to this dark dungeon and bit into my neck. And just at the point of death, this creature forced me to suck its foul blood. And then it opened its wings like this and hovered above me, screeching. Ah! Now you are vampire. And it was Peter. And we're still friends today.
Vlad, you were great. You put out the recycling, which was really cool.
And the other day, I dragged the man's body down the hallway and noticed that there was no dust. Like I kind of swept the hallway.
Vladislav is just like this older vampire who grew up in the medieval times, and, you know, to be living this long and to have seen the things that he's seen and still, like, kind of have it together. I mean, hats off to him.
Bloody hell!
Sorry.
He's a really great guy, a bit of a pervert. He has some pretty old ideas about things.
We should get some slaves.
Yes.
When I first became a vampire, I was quite tyrannical. I was known for torturing a lot of people. This is my torture chamber. I don't come in here often anymore. I tended to torture when I was in a bad place. My thing was I would poke someone with implements. I was known as Vladislav the Poker.
It's been like this the whole time, okay, so...
Viago is a little pedantic.
The washing and the rubbish, I did that Deacon on dishes, and it still hasn't moved in 5 years.
He was an 18th century dandy, so he can be very fussy.
He nags and nags.
I went in the lounge the other day, and there was blood all over my nice antique couch.
Which one, the red one?
Well, it's red now, yeah. If you're going to eat a victim on my nice green couch, put down some newspaper on the floor and some towels. It's not hard to do.
We're vampires. We don't put down towels.
Some vampires do.
Well, not too serious ones.
When you get the four vampires in a flat, obviously there's going to be a lot of tension. There's tension in any flatting situation.
It's settled then. We'll all do our jobs, starting with a certain Deacon.
I will do my dishes!
Flying up and out of their chairs, Viago and Deacon hover as they face up to each other, hissing. The moment over, Viago shuffles his papers and leaves Deacon to his knitting. Then later, he's washing up.
This is bullshit.
Unison Films presents a Defender Films production in association with Park Road Post Production and the New Zealand Documentary Board.
Don't sing if you want to live long. They have no use for your song. You're dead, you're dead, you're dead. You're dead and out of this world.
I became a vampire when I was 16. And that is why I always look 16. In those days, of course, life was tough for a 16-year-old.
A portrait of Vladislav. Then sketches of battles involving both humans and mythical creatures. Viago.
Vampires have had a pretty bad rap. We're not these mopey old creatures who live in castles. And, well, most of us are, a lot are, but there are also those of us who like to flat together in really small countries like New Zealand.
Don't ever talk with your eyes.
A shadowy, bald-headed vampire, then images of victims with bloody wounds to their necks. Deacon.
I was a Nazi vampire.
Adolf Hitler says, "And with my secret vampire army, we will conquer the world."
After the war, which the Nazis lost, I don't know if you know that the Nazis lost that war. If you were a Nazi after the war, and if you were a vampire, and if you were a Nazi vampire, no way. I was out of there. Long gone,
long gone. Photos of Customs House Quay, Wellington, New Zealand. Peter on a ship. A headline that reads, "Young man disappears." Then various invitations to unholy masquerades through the years. And photos of the four vampires enjoying them.
When you smile and it tears your face, it's time for the inhuman race. You're down, you're down, you're down, you're down and out
of... A picture of Peter, Viago, Deacon and Vladislav posing in front of a car. What We Do in the Shadows. Viago grins.
Yeah, I came to this country for love. There was a girl, human girl, and I thought she was fantastic. She was absolutely amazing. I was smitten. Her family emigrated to New Zealand, and I thought, you know what? To hell with it, I'm going to go. I'm going to chase her and tell her how I feel. I told my servant, Philip, send me to New Zealand. He put the wrong postage on my coffin, so the whole journey took about 18 months. And when I got here, she had found someone else. She had fallen in love, and she was married.
Carefully, Viago produces some red velvety material. Then he puts on gloves and unfolds it, revealing a locket on a chain.
She gave me this before she left. There she is. That's me. I put myself in there too. She told me it was pure silver. Unfortunately, we vampires cannot wear silver.
As he wears the locket around his neck, his chest starts to smoke. Viago grimaces, then takes it off. He blows on his chest.
Yeah. It's about as long as I can wear that.
As he plays the trumpet, Viago is accompanied by Deacon on the double bass and Vladislav on the balalaika. A piece of sheet music joins the pile on the floor. Later, Vladislav's adjusting his long black hair.
Tonight we are going out into Wellington Central. It is important that we look good.
Yeah, it's really good. Yeah, I like
one
it.
Of the unfortunate things about not having a reflection is that you don't know exactly what you look like.
Ooh, look, a ghost cap floating all by itself.
We can give each other feedback and help each other out until we're looking great.
Yeah, some of our clothes are from victims. You might bite someone and then... You think, ooh, those are some nice pants. Do with these.
Change it. When you're a vampire, you become very sexy.
We are trying to attract victims to us.
Not sure about the waistcoat.
I go for a look which I call dead but delicious. We are the bait, but we are also the trap.
Hello, ladies.
The vampires appear in various outfits. Vladislav grins in a blood-splattered shirt. Viago soberly crosses his arms over his chest. Then Deacon strikes a pose in a shiny jumpsuit. Finally, the three of them stand together in the hallway.
And voila, we are ready to go into town and party.
Vampire style.
The trio of vampires on the back seat of a bus, then walking the streets at night.
When we go into town, we must try to blend in.
Just walking the streets, coming into town, it's really cool because just for one brief moment, I feel...
Unloads!
They pass a burger bar in their frock coats and ruffled shirts.
The trouble with being a vampire is you have to be invited in to go in.
Like coming to the bar, please. Invite us into the bar, please.
Okay. Invite us in!
Could you just...
If the humans found out that we were, they would destroy us.
There are between 60 and 70 vampires in the greater Wellington region.
Obvious vampire.
Yoli?
Hello. I'm Bertie. He's a guy who's with when I was human.
No?
Gone? When I was human. Yeah, he's gone. I've been draining him all night. But a very thirsty girl.
There you go.
Being bitten as a little boy or a little girl, you're always going to look the same age.
What are you doing tonight? You're going to kill some perverts?
Yeah, we're meeting a pedophile.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just go Big Kumara.
Have a good night, guys. Yeah, you have a good night.
Big Kumara is vampire-owned and operated, and so we can always get in.
It's the hottest night spot for vampires in Wellington.
Come on, guys, come on.
Thank you.
They're dancing in the almost empty bar when a woman smiles and waves to them.
Perhaps you could bring some people to the house.
Sure.
Perhaps some virgins.
Virgins, yep, okay. Any kind of preference in terms of gender or...
Maybe some ladies.
Yep, ladies.
Perhaps a guy.
One of each.
One of each would be cool.
My relationship with Deacon is... Well, I'm his familiar. He's my master. He tells me what to do, I do it. We have that kind of master-servant relationship, which works nicely, actually.
Hello. Hello.
Oh, it's a little bit of blood. My husband, he's a haemophiliac. You know, someone that bleeds a lot.
Yep.
Any kind of age range?
Young.
But not kids?
Not kids.
Okay. 18 to 30?
Definitely younger than yourself.
Okay, so 18 to 30. So it's a dinner party? I'll be there?
Yes,
you'll be
dinner
there.
Party.
The guys will be there?
Yes.
We'll all be
we
there?
We will dress up.
Okay, great.
And then eat them.
Okay.
Should be fun.
Great.
I was just wondering if we could talk about the...
Do you know of a night dentist? Because I have this thing here.
I was just wondering if we can talk about the deal.
Hmm?
The deal?
The dishes?
No, the deal.
The deal is that he is going to give me eternal life, which is very exciting.
Well, I just feel like I've kind of reached my potential and I wouldn't want to kind of get any older before kind of... I just feel like I'm the best version of myself that I can be. It's
yeah,
just that
great.
It's been 4.5 years, and I just but it's doing your doing your pot plants and doing your dry cleaning. I'm now doing your dishes, and I'm doing
and
you
the
know,
dentist.
I'm just wondering, and the dentist, and it's just taking an awful long time. So I was just wondering.
Be gone. Okay. See you later.
Okay.
Deacon watches Jackie walk off. Then two young female vampires attack a man in an alleyway.
One of the most unfortunate things about being a vampire is that you have to drink human blood. I like to make a real evening of it.
Lovely.
Play some music, maybe give them some nice wine. It's their last moment alive, so why not make it a nice experience? So, tell me what you do. What do you...
I'm thinking about going to uni, actually.
Oh, you are? Over there. Oh, university, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but after that, I'm going to travel. Yeah, really wanted to go overseas for ages, so I'm saving up and I'm going to go to Spain and Italy and London and, yeah.
Okay, excuse me, just put that there.
Viago brushes the woman's hair from her neck.
There you go.
Having laid down newspaper... He sinks his teeth into her neck and blood spurts out.
Shit!
Viago attempts to gulp the gushing blood. Then the woman is slumped on the floor.
Well, that didn't go so great. I hit the main artery. So, yeah, it's a real mess in there. On the upside, I think she had a really good time.
Holding a roll of kitchen paper, he looks down at his blood-stained clothing. Viago adjusts his waistcoat and cravat. Vladislav.
So it's quite late, and I've managed to find a woman up watching television, and she seems like she'd be a good victim. I'm just going to use hypnosis on her. See me. See me. She can't see me from that angle.
Vladislav used to be extremely powerful. He could hypnotize crowds of people.
Great orgies. 20, 30 women.
He could turn into all sorts of animals, but now he never gets the faces right.
He would kill anybody, men, women, children, burning, everything. It's totally great.
But he suffered a humiliating defeat at the hands of his arch nemesis, the Beast.
A sketch depicts a winged Vladislav battling a creature with fur and claws.
And he's never been the same.
See me. See me. See me.
Ignored, he knocks on the man's window.
Would you like to come inside?
Vladislav looks unexcited by the prospect. The eyes of the beast in the sketch, then the vampire's house by night. Peter's silhouette passing by a window. Then Deacon answering the door.
Ah, Jackie, welcome.
Hello.
Come in.
This is Nick, ex-boyfriend. And Josephine.
Myself.
And this is Deacon, my overseas friend from Europe. Deacon and his friends need victims.
Hi. Yeah. Please come in, welcome.
They can't be people that I actually invest in or like, because of course they will become victims. Hi, Josephine? No, I sat next to you in English, remember? You used to call me the Jaxicist. No, you did. Yeah. No, you started that. You were the one that started calling me that, and then it kind of caught on. Yeah. Okay, bye then. Bye. She's in.
Viago winds a gramophone handle.
Do you like that, Nick?
Yes.
I will go and prepare dinner,
please.
Nick, are you a virgin at all?
What?
Doesn't seem like... Are you a virgin?
Yes.
No.
You were a virgin when we were seeing each other?
Yeah, I was 12.
You said he was a virgin.
I think we drink virgin blood because it sounds cool.
I think of it like this. If you were going to eat a sandwich, you would just enjoy it more if you knew no one had fucked it.
Let's concentrate on Josephine, then.
Are you a virgin?
I'm not, no.
Okay, I'm really sorry, because I totally pinned her as a virgin. She looks like a virgin, she talks like a virgin, I mean. Who would have sex with her? I wouldn't.
I would.
Viago empties two tins of spaghetti.
Ooh, there's two dinners, yum!
Nick, do you like biscotti?
Yep, usually like it, but be better if it was warm.
So this is my favourite trick. We present our guest with a plate of biscotti. And then I will say, why don't you eat some biscotti?
Please, Nick, eat some biscotti. I didn't realise you enjoyed eating worms, Nick.
No.
They are worms. There's worms wiggling around in my plate.
It is worm-like, but not actually.
We stole that idea from the Lost Boys. But I put a nice twist on it.
Nick, how did it feel to have a snake for a penis?
Jackie, my penis has disappeared. There's a cobra snake.
No one's going to mistake your penis for a cobra neck, okay? Believe
what
you
got
know.
My spaghetti. No, it is just a normal penis.
I'm out. Josephine, you like biscotti?
Look, this freaks. I'll spike my spaghetti, make my cock turn into a snake. That's not cool. Not cool.
Nick heads off down a shadowy corridor, then tries a door and finds it locked.
You don't think this is weird? Fuck's sake.
A doorknob comes off in his hand. Then he tries a window.
Jackie! Jackie!
Sorry, Nick.
What are you doing? Jackie!
As Jackie gets into her car, Vladislav startles Nick, who then opens a door and finds Viago drinking Josephine's blood. Nick spots a cat with Vladislav's face. Then Viago chases him along a corridor. Ducking into a room, Nick shuts the door behind him and leans against it.
Fuck off!
He looks around the gloomy room.
Where am I?
Suddenly, an arm appears from inside Nick's backpack and grabs him. In a struggle, he throws the vampire to the ground. In the corridor, Nick's confronted by Viago, Deacon, and Vladislav. He runs. He tumbles downstairs. The vampires fly down as Nick slips outside.
Break!
He sprints off into the night. Pale arms grab him.
Oh no!
Peter got in.
Poor guy. Who let Peter out?
In early light, Jackie's hosing a patch of blood outside the house. Two months later. In a string vest and tight black trousers, Deacon's dancing in a red painted room. He wiggles his hips, then makes snake-like movements with his arms in the lamplight. Viago and Vladislav are watching from a nearby rug, with glasses and a decanter on a silver tray. Someone knocks on the window. They're flying.
You guys! Hey, what are you guys doing?
What are you doing, Nick?
Come into the house.
Hi, my name is Nick.
Hey, guys. I've been
a vampire for 2 months. Probably, I reckon the best thing about being a vampire is flying. Like, I've always wanted to, I think everyone's always wanted to fly, and now I can do it.
Nick, recent vampire. He struggles through the window to join them.
Nick, why don't you use the front door?
Why would I? I'm flying. Peter bit me, sucked all my blood out. I woke up in his basement, and he offered me some blood. I just thought it was something, some German thing that these guys do. The transition into becoming a vampire was pretty hard. I looked like shit to start off with. Like, I had a massive gash in my neck. Like, you could see the inside of my neck. Had blood all over my top. And then I came home and I was sweating. I was either really hot or really cold. It was like a hangover times 10, I reckon. It was really bad.
Looking in a mirror, Nick's reflection reacts slowly to his actions.
It was quite similar to having the flu. Except the only difference would probably be that my eyes bled heaps.
Are you guys not cold?
I don't know, I can't really explain it. Like, it's just, yeah, just real hot and cold and, like, bloody eyes and flying and stuff.
The neighbours can see you flying around the house. Do you want to draw attention to this house,
You've got a whole documentary crew following you around.
I'm doing an erotic dance for my friends, and you ruined it. I was in the zone. My friends are loving it.
I love it. I saw the end of it. It looked great. I don't know if I'm accepted yet, but I don't know, I think it's getting there. I know they're old and stuff, but they're quite naive when it comes to the real world. So, I don't know, it'd be cool to just hang out with them. They can teach me some stuff. I can probably teach them a few things.
He does some scratching with the gramophone.
At the start, I was like, oh no, like I'm dead. It's kind of affected my friendship with normal people, my family and stuff. But the way I see it, I've got a whole new family. They accept me for who I am, and I accept them for who they are. Even though one of them killed me.
Where shall we go tonight?
Let's go to the Big Kumara.
Why don't we go to Boogie Wonderland?
We never get into Boogie Wonderland.
My friend Richie's a bouncer. He can get us in.
What, really?
He'll invite us in.
Stu's keen.
Stu loves it.
Cool, that's two.
This is my friend Stu.
Hey. He works in computers and stuff.
Originally, he went out with my sister, and then they broke up.
I don't really get into it. It's got nothing to do with me.
And, you can't hear me.
Yeah, so basically, Stu doesn't know that I'm a vampire, and he doesn't know that my friends are vampires. He just thinks that I'm just met some colourful friends.
This is Jasmine.
I brought him round to the house and they all thought I'd bought like a meal for everyone. It just like, it really, really sucks that I can't eat him. I just want to like, look at it. He's the reddest guy I know. All right, you can hear me. But yeah, like computer-based stuff, eh, mainly.
Yeah, yeah, right, yeah, yeah. Geodatabases.
Yeah. Yeah, like computers mainly.
Let's have a vault for Boogie Wonderland on the Big Kumla. Big Kumla!
Deacons unanimously outvoted.
People, Stu, hurry up.
I don't think Nick should have been turned into a vampire. He's such a dick.
How are you, bro?
Looking great, man.
Gentlemen,
you are most welcome.
Reluctantly, Deacon follows the others into the crowded club.
Boogie Wonderland, and it is so much fun. They have an electric floor.
This is amazing!
I'm just so happy to be here.
This place is pretty cheesy. Also, did you see the jacket he wore? He's wearing the same jacket as me.
It's not exactly the same.
It's pretty close.
Viago tries to bite a woman's neck as she dances.
What? Of course not. I'm just loving being a vampire at the moment.
Later, the vampires are walking in the dark.
Over there's the fat lady's arms. On Wednesdays, they do like a Fear Factor competition. You can win like t-shirts and hats and spot prizes.
I can smell like, werewolves.
We're just about to walk past a werewolf, so some shit might go down.
Look out, guys. Don't catch fleas.
What's that, mate?
Deacon. Sorry, what?
Keep going. Keep walking.
What?
Keep
we
walking.
Heard that, mate. We've got sensitive hearing.
Have you?
Yeah. What are you filming? It's a music video, is it?
We don't want any trouble.
Well, I do.
Why did you start it?
Have I got your heckles up, huh? Why don't you go smell your own crotches, huh? Oh,
come on,
what are you talking about?
We don't smell our own crotches. We smell each other's crotches, and it's a form of greeting.
You're on camera, mate. Don't do
what?
It.
What?
It's okay, because I know this guy. It's Count Fagula.
hey, don't swear.
Sorry, they
We're werewolves.
Not swear.
What are we?
Werewolves, not
swear. No, it's
a very offensive word to call people.
Well, unless you're talking about a bundle of sticks.
Chase, this bundle of sticks. Werewolves?
No, don't get it.
It's not real.
It's not real. Right.
He's just going to take off his gloves. All right.
Viago slaps him.
Don't swear. We're going to lose it. Whoa. Hey,
calm down. Calm down.
Dion.
One of the men starts to transform into a werewolf.
Do the breathing! Count to 10, mate. That's right. Come on.
Human again. Count to 10. Human again. 10.
It's alright, it's not full moon. Thanks a lot, guys. Enjoy your night.
Shame yourselves, man.
Great. We didn't want this to happen.
The two gangs face off.
Come on, guys.
Hey, say it, don't spray it, bitch.
Clifton, why are you swearing all the time?
What, he rivaled me?
Well, they're actually werewolves.
Yeah. Are you okay, Stu?
I just don't really know how to approach this because I've never done it before. And he is a good friend, and I don't want to break that friendship. But then again, what do you do when someone tells you that they're a vampire? I'm expecting him to be angry. He might be scared. I'm expecting a lot of things to bubble to the surface. You probably noticed I've been going through a few changes lately.
Yeah.
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 Like, I don't show up for lunch anymore.
Yeah.
How I've changed all our tennis games to nighttime tennis games.
Right.
And how you went from beating me every time and how I've won the last three.
Yeah.
So the reason I brought you here is to tell you that I'm a vampire. Stu took it pretty well. He's definitely my best mate, and I'm not going to eat him. If they ever offer you spaghetti, you shouldn't eat it.
I think they offered me biscotti.
Vampire mates don't eat human mates. And no matter how much I wanted to eat him, I would never eat him because he's my mate. Hey, Stu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stu is great. We really like him.
At first, I wanted to kill him.
but now I'm glad I spent the time to get to know him.
Yeah, of course, he looks delicious with his big red cheeks, but we've all got an agreement that we're not going to eat stew, right?
Right. The guys upstairs, they're loving him. At the start, they were a bit, oh, who's this human you bring into the house? But it took them literally 2 minutes, and they like him more than they like me, I reckon.
I am knitting a scarf for stew.
Trying to take... Use your legs.
Viago flies into a martial arts lesson with Stew.
Hi. Yep.
Hi.
Yep.
I just, what I'm trying to say is, because I know that you turned me into a vampire, maybe don't do that to him. He's a vegetarian. The last thing he'd want to do is eat a live being, or eat blood, or eat meat.
I am controlling this.
Yeah. Get it. It's quite amazing to see how far technology can go forward if you're not paying attention.
One message received.
Deacon reads it.
There is a crucifix behind you.
So down on that one, like halfway down, we'll focus it. Maybe smile.
Vladislav snaps some selfies.
Anything you want to find, you...
Yeah.
Right.
I had lost a really nice silk scarf in about 1912.
Yes, now Google
and
it.
Stu is the first human friend that I've had for a long time. With humans, there is a tendency to die.
Yeah.
We can look at her photos.
Oh, yes.
Or we could poke her.
Yes.
Can we see a movie of a sunrise?
What shit?
Ooh, nice.
If we push images, then we can see pictures of virgins.
Yeah.
I don't think she's a virgin if she's doing that.
Listening to the gramophone, Deacon tries a little scratching. On a laptop...
There he is, yeah. This is my old servant, Philip.
So we're going to call him.
Yeah.
And Xbox screen.
A video call.
My God, that's him. That's Philip. He looks so...
The grey-haired Philip says, "It has been so long. You look the same. Tell me, did you find Catherine?" Viago replies, there's no hurry, you know. Love is patient. Listen, Philip, you paid the wrong fare on the box. What? For the coffin, you paid the wrong fare, and it took me ages to get here. Master, you promised you would turn me into a vampire. I am 90 years old. You promised, and now I am so old. Well, it was great seeing you, Philip. The old man continues, I never did anything with my life. I've been waiting. Viago ends the call looking sheepish. Neon signs outside a shop, shining in the dark. Then the Rita Angus retirement village. Viago stands on a pavement, gazing up at the building. An elderly, grey-haired woman walks past her window. Viago watches from the street below. The lights of the town reflected on a rain-soaked street, then Stew chatting with a woman in a club.
Data about where things are.
Or like Google Maps.
Style. Yeah, kind of like Google Maps, but like more layers of information.
The movie Twilight. Have you seen it? Okay, I'm the main guy, Twilight. You know the main guy, Twilight? That's me. His camera's following me around. They could have chosen anyone.
How many people have you told you're a vampire?
Not many.
I heard that girl talking about it. She said you're a vampire.
Yeah, I told her.
Who else?
Who did you tell?
I told her hot friend.
You can't tell everyone that you're a vampire.
Who's that guy? I don't know, but I trust him.
Oh, keep it under your
hand. Everyone.
I won't.
Vampire!
Yeah, got a bit of an eye condition.
What's wrong with him?
Vampire eyes can't go into the sun.
Oh my God, are they your fangs? For real.
For real, real. Too real, real. I'm a vampire, though.
You're a vampire?
Yeah.
I'm a vampire hunter, man.
No, you're not.
Fuck you, piece of shit. I'll Skype you.
Float, I do transformant stuff.
Same.
No, you can't.
Yeah. I'll show you. You show me. Show me some of your vampire stuff.
What have I got?
Nick bares his fangs.
Don't lie about transforming into shit.
The shop assistant stares as Nick leaves, followed by Deacon.
Twilight! Shut up, Nick! You're not Twilight. It's your problem. You are my problem. Telling the world that we are vampires.
And I tell the whole world that you're an asshole now, though.
Shut up! You shut up.
Guys,
you shut up!
No, you shut up!
You shut up!
You shut up!
Dracula, man!
They're not Dracula!
I'm Dracula,
you
man!
You don't even know who Dracula is!
What, you idiot! Different?
They become bats.
Ooh, bat vibes!
Returning back to human form, Deacon throws Nick against a building.
Oh, Deacon.
That wasn't fair, man.
Fucking jacket, man.
I don't care about your stupid jacket. Deacon!
Your camera?
As Deacon flies away as a bat, Nick holds his shoulder. Then he's sitting in a late-night cafe with Viago, Vladislav and Stu, who's eating a bowl of chips.
Hey, Stu.
Mm-hmm.
How's your worms?
What?
You're eating worms. Can you do that shit when you turn into worms?
No,
it doesn't work on chips. Only works on things that already look like worms. Maybe noodles? Okay. Do you want some noodles?
Well, he knows now.
Oh no, I wouldn't eat that.
Why?
After eating a chip, Nick projectile vomits blood all over the path outside.
Are you okay, Nick?
Right?
Nick gives a thumbs up, then he's sick again.
The apes are chipped.
I can't eat solids now. Great. Well, I can't sunbathe. I can't watch daytime TV. I can if I... Oh, yeah, I guess I could. More than anything, just the chips. It's my favourite food. I can't eat chips. I'm over being a vampire. It's shit. So don't believe the hype.
After flying into a power line as a bat, Deacon falls onto a car.
Jackie, can I come in, please?
Okay, off to bed, guys.
Hello, children.
Don't look at the
hey,
man.
Little honey, children.
Akasha, don't look at the man.
I was going to bite you tonight.
Really?
But now I can't because there's this Nick being a vampire.
Sorry, I thought you killed him 2 months ago, didn't
no,
you?
No, I didn't. No, he's a vampire.
What do you mean?
He jumped in front of your place.
All I'm saying is that, you know, if I had a penis, I would have been bitten years ago.
I may have to penalize you. Perhaps another couple of years, perhaps 10 years,
Like one big circle, just biting each other's dicks. You know, they don't even wear shirts, they wear blouses. It's just this big homoerotic dick-biting club, and I'm stuck here ironing their fucking frills.
Also, clean the bathroom, please. There's blood everywhere, it is gruesome.
Okay.
See you tomorrow.
Jackie rejoins her family.
Off to bed, please.
At the Rita Angus retirement village, Viago appears, hovering outside the old lady's window.
Catherine. She was so charming and nice. She was everything I wanted. Unfortunately, yeah, she was married. Sure, I wanted to kill the guy. I thought about chopping his head off, draining him of every drop of blood that he had. Who wouldn't? But then I also saw how happy she was. And that made me kind of happy. And I didn't want to ruin it for her, so I did the honorable thing and I just stepped back and let her live her life.
Viago shuts himself in his coffin with a picture of Catherine attached to the inside of the lid. The coffin shakes rhythmically. Sunlight bursting through the clouds. Then Deacon and Viago running through the house.
Peter! Peter!
Opening the trapdoor, they find Peter in flames. Vladislav turns to the others.
I was too late.
Lying beside Deacon in the corridor, Viago begins to wail.
Turn that thing off. Our friend has just been killed in a fatal sunlight accident.
He puts his hand over the camera lens. Time passes. In Peter's room, Deacon and Vladislav are by a body with a wooden stake in its hand.
So this is what I think happened. The vampire hunter has broken through the window here, has impacted the table, breaking the table leg. Then he has come this way, towards the tomb.
Crucifix! Cover the crucifix!
And then Peter has burst from the tomb, pushed the tomb lid onto the vampire hunter, and then the sunlight has come through here and burnt Peter alive.
I think this is just a table leg which is sanded down. Do you think he hand sanded that?
Yes. Imagine that stuck in your...
Ugh. It's quite shocking down here, Nick. Look, here's our sweet Peter.
Oh, fuck.
Burnt to a sizzle.
I can't figure out this.
This is the vampire
hunter.
Is
this his front or his
back? Oh, he's just gone.
Look at his bloody head, though. Back to front. Twist it the other way, the other way.
This way.
See who this guy is.
Typical macho type.
Yuck.
It is.
Oh, shit. I know that guy, actually.
You know him?
Yeah.
What?
I saw him the other night in town. Told him I was a vampire.
What?
I thought he was joking. He said he was a vampire hunter.
You let a vampire hunter into our house?
I don't let him in. I just gave him my email. He doesn't...
Nick! Tear out your tongue. Deacon. And shove it down your ass, guys!
Deacon chases Nick upstairs.
I'm gonna kill you!
Catching Nick, he throws him against a wall.
Tear out your tongue! Big mouth! On the stage! Get up!
Take a breath!
Get up and stand on the ceiling like a man!
They fight on the ceiling. Then Viago and Vladislav hold Deacon back.
We can talk about this, okay? We can talk about this!
I'll kill you! I'm already dead! Stu, stay back!
Stu watches uncertainly. Heading to the front door, Viago peeps out through the curtain.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, good evening, sir.
Hello, Felice.
Hi, I'm Constable O'Leary. This is Constable Minogue. We're just responding to reports of a possible forced entry and also a rather large amount of shrieking. Just wondering, maybe we could come in, just have a wee look around.
Okay.
What's with the camera? Yeah, obviously we're just here because there was a phone call from a member of the public about a bit of a disturbance, some loud noises, possibly a forced entry, wasn't there?
Mm.
And also maybe a bit of smoke coming out. So we're just checking over the scene, making sure everything's, above board, so to speak, and making sure no one's in danger, that kind of thing. We might go up and have a wee look up there if that's all right with you.
Just Come on, mate. Part you lead the way.
Yep.
Okay.
It smells a bit weird in here too, mate.
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Barbecue. You will not notice anything out of the ordinary.
No, we certainly hope not. Let's just keep going. Yeah, hi there, guys.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi, fellas.
Hello.
Is this the room we've heard all the shouting coming from?
This is me.
Yeah, okay. We've had a couple of reports, okay? There's a couple of people not that happy about the level of noise here.
Okay,
you can't keep screaming when there's this many people around, mate. You've got neighbours on either side.
Really nervous. I've hypnotised those cops.
I'm not a great hypnotizer, so I could wear off any second. I really hope that those guys don't kill those police, because it will mean more police will come, possibly even Christians, which is totally the last thing we need in this house.
I can see you're having a good time. End of the day. We've got to keep the peace, OK?
Whoa, whoa, whoa. See what I'm saying?
What's that, Minogue? You're joking. Not a smoke alarm in sight.
No smoke detectors, mate. Rule number one, smoke detectors.
OK.
Rule number two, maybe not so many barbecues inside.
Sort of okay. That, fellas.
Barbecue smells really strong down here, isn't it? What kind of marinade?
Yeah.
What kind of marinade
this guy?
That's a friend who came to our party.
Mate, you right?
He's drunk.
That's what I thought.
Drunk guy.
Look, you can't just leave him down here like that, okay? This guy's not having a good time. He's going to feel terrible tomorrow morning.
Well, his soul is in hell, so don't
Well,
worry.
I don't know where his soul is, but all I'm saying is where's his blanket?
Okay, there's just a big slab of concrete morning. On him. Yeah. You could
well,
move
that,
there.
That's definitely not going to be comfortable. Anything else in here,
oh,
Minogue?
I've seen enough.
Okay.
Hang on a minute. What do we got here?
Yeah, what is that?
This.
Oh, this.
You can see it as clearly as I can. Adhesive, mate. That's a flammable.
Oh,
then you've got a lamp on top of that, directly underneath the power source.
Oh, that is quite bad.
It's very bad.
It's a very bad combination.
And no smoke detectors again, are there?
No.
Yes, there are.
Yes, there are.
I've seen them. There are.
That's good.
Lots to think about, guys.
Yeah, lots to think about.
Next flat
carry
meeting.
On? Good thinking. That's the thing. Just have a bit of dialogue about it.
Okay. That got a really good point.
Wait, let's kill them.
No.
Well, let's just see what other safety points they have, and then maybe we can.
Later, Nick sat under portraits of Deacon, Vladislav and Viago facing the vampires.
I call into session this trial of Nick of Wellington.
Stu's watching from a nearby chair.
Read the charges.
Problems we have with Nick. Number one. You brought a human into our house, which is a big no-no in the vampire world.
Stu's okay, though.
Yeah, so Stu's fine, so we'll, I guess we'll just cross that one out.
He's handed a pen.
Thank you, Stu.
Thank you, Stu.
So, the new number one. Nick's been telling people he's a vampire. That, in turn, resulted in an unwanted visit from a vampire hunter. Crime number two. This is quite a biggie, Nick. The vampire hunter who killed Peter. That should have been crime number one, but we wanted to build up to that. Number three, Deacon doesn't like that you wear the same jackets as him, and he would like you to find your own original style.
For these crimes of which we, the Vampire Council, find you guilty, you should be banished from our flat indefinitely.
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 So I can come back.
No. Indefinitely means there is no end.
I thought there was
no. No, indefinite means that it's not a definite thing. It can
Does
be
it
changed.
Bounce?
Yes, but it's long.
It could be tomorrow. It could be 6 months.
No, it is not tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Forget about it.
At least
banished.
6 months. You are banished.
That's
but still, you can visit if you like.
Thank you. For your crimes, you will be made to suffer the procession of shame.
I asked them, Nick. I asked them not to pass that sentence.
We should do this immediately. In my opinion.
You didn't ask. You didn't ask. You were saying yes.
I did, right.
Well, this
I
is what's going to happen.
I still think it's quite extreme.
Let us do the procession of shame now.
They walk around Nick, pointing at him.
Shame.
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 Bad
shame.
Vampire.
Shame.
You go, Stu?
Nick heads off, and Stu follows on. At the garden gate, Nick looks back before walking off into the night. Then Deacon, Vladislav and Viago head for the house.
That was a shame.
Jackie's on her knees, scrubbing blood from the bathroom floor. With a despondent sigh, she glances around. The whole room is streaked with red. Several months later.
So today we have the invitation to the big event of the year.
Breaking it open.
They have burnt the edges.
Like a treasure map or something?
It's very authentic, doesn't it?
Dearly departed. That's us. The Wellington Vampire Association, in conjunction with the Lower Hutt Vampire Witch Club and the Karori Zombie Society, invites you to attend the Unholy Masquerade on the night of the 6th of June, starting at 6 p.m. 666.
Oh, yeah.
Unholy Masquerade, of course, is a great time for the undead community of Wellington. There are zombies there, vampires, banshees, all having a dance together. It's always a big deal for me. Love it.
One year I went to the Unholy Masquerade dressed as Whoopi Goldberg from Sister Act 1 and Sister Act 2, Back in the Habit. Didn't go down so well because she was a nun. Vampires don't like nuns.
Of course, the big deal of the Unholy Masquerade is every year they announce the guest of honor. And I don't know if I should be saying this, but I heard a little rumor that the guest of honor this year might be me.
The location?
Oh, where is it?
For the location? Cathedral of Despair. And the guest of honor will be...
Who is it? Show me.
Lightning-like veins appear on Vladislav's forehead as he reads.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine.
Vladislav has... just had a reaction to the information that the guest of honor will be the Beast.
The darkest part of my mind is reserved for the Beast.
If I could tell you a thing or two about the Beast.
You should pray that you never have to see the Beast.
This one is called the Beast.
And I said, get your hands off my balls, Beast!
He may have told you some stories about his great battle with the Beast.
Yeah, oh, I fought the Beast on a cliff. Oh, I fought the Beast in a swamp. Mm. Oh, and then one time I fought the Beast in the toilets of a nightclub.
Difficult battle.
I hope you never see the Beast. The Beast.
The sketch of the Beast. Then Viago in black leathers and glasses, brandishing knives.
You can't go to the Baldur's Blade. It's a vampire hunter.
Yeah, but vampires love Wesley Snipes, so it's
no, it's inappropriate. Okay, Vlad, the green jodhpurs or the black leather with the dragon belt?
Just having a mild pants you crisis want to wear. Which pants do you want
just
to wear?
Look at the pants,
look at the pants,
Vlad.
And
turn around and look
at them. Just pants!
Shit, holy man. Shit!
Oh, you look terrible.
The black pants.
Thank you. Get dressed.
I don't know if I feel up to it, really.
You don't look that great, but if you eat someone on the way and rejuvenate a little bit...
You could probably wear a mask or something.
Just leave me to do my dark bidding on the internet.
What are you bidding on?
I'm bidding on a table.
Are you coming or not?
Not.
I'm going to go change. We're leaving in 10 minutes.
Have a good time.
Now looking grey and old, Vladislav turns back to the computer. Viago and Deacon join the revelers in the Cathedral of Despair. A zombie.
We tend often, you know, without getting into that kind of stuff, which I'm really sick of that, but, you know, it's just, it's harder for us to actually chase people down. Can I introduce Gary and Alicia? Less groanings, guys.
So we're at the Unholy Masquerade. It's great. This is my mask, which I made for the occasion. Hey! Jackie.
Yeah.
This is an undead party.
Yeah, I'm a vampire.
You'll have your...
I'm a vampire.
Great.
Yeah.
So, who bit you?
Oh, Nick.
Oh, Greg.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
Deacon.
Pretty rude because she was my servant.
She was a pretty useless servant. I wouldn't bother you.
Yes, but
it.
Still, I would have been appreciated if you had asked.
How's Stu? Some
of these people. Stu's good. Reserves.
Oh, he's here.
Stu! Stu!
Hey!
Hey!
How are you?
Hey!
Oh, very fine.
Has anyone looked at you like they want to eat you, Dom?
No.
Can you hear me at the back? On behalf of the Wellington Vampire Society, the Lower Hutt Vampire and Witch Club, and the Karori Zombie Society, we welcome you here tonight. We're raffling a live meat pack this year. You can inspect the prize over here to my left. It's a wonderful prize. Really? Tickets are only $10 each, or $45 for a book of five. Now, without further ado, it's my very great pleasure to introduce to you this year's guest of honour, Pauline Ivanovitch.
Thank you.
That's the beast.
The Beast is the name I give to my ex-girlfriend, Pauline. She prefers Pauline. We had a very intense relationship. We were very sexually explosive. Last time I saw her, she impaled me and called me an asshole. She said all kinds of things that really hurt me. And all this while I was impaled on a lamppost.
Well, everyone, I will be mingling around, and I really hope that I will meet all of you.
A blood fountain on a candlelit buffet table. Stew with Nick on the crowded dance floor. Then a large mirror at the other end of the hall that shows him dancing alone. Viago spots Pauline's companion.
That's the new guy.
I don't even know what kind of vampire he is. If he is a vampire.
Do you see his face?
She comes over.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
This is Deacon.
Hello, Deacon.
This is Stu.
Good
night,
Stu.
How are you, Rick?
Good. Hi,
Julian. You've got really warm hands, too. You a demon?
No, he's not a demon.
I'm a software analyst.
I'm a male witch.
Kind of a
teacher. You're a male witch.
You should go dance with anyone.
Sure.
Okay, yeah. Take your time.
Okay. I like Stu. He's not vampire, so he's zombie or...
Male witch?
He's neither. He's more of a human. Excuse me. Hi. Nick, hey. Nick?
Do you mind if Stu is killed?
I don't feel that good about it.
Can I just ask you, a personal question?
Sure.
Are you?
He sniffs Stu.
Are you pre-deceased?
If anyone's going to eat him, it's going to be us. But we're past it. They can just go fuck themselves.
Nick, it is your fault. Okay? You brought a human into this den of vampire's nest.
What a plus one
helping. Yes, you did.
Plus one.
Lovely talking to you. I've got to shoot off now.
No.
See you later on.
The zombie follows him.
As soon as one vampire takes a bite, it's a frenzy.
We've got to get him out.
Okay, let's go.
Follow me.
Excuse me. Sorry, guys. Okay, Stu, put that over your bloody red face.
Just go and ask for a cigarette.
Oh, hey. Okay, not that way.
This way.
Is there another way? Oh.
They find themselves surrounded.
The vampires,
guys.
Excuse me, everyone. Can I have your attention, please? Some of the vampires forget unholy masquerade rules. They brought the human. And they don't let us to feast on him.
This was a total misunderstanding. There was on the invitation, and this actually pertains to you, the invitation, it said plus one, but it did not specify
if it could be
a human or if it could be a werewolf.
Yeah, but he could be a vampire hunter for all we know. He could be texting his mate saying, I've got them all in the one place. Come on over and we'll have a vampire barbecue.
Well, he's not. He's not doing that.
How do we know that?
He's wearing a bow tie. Look at him.
Stu, tell them what you do.
Come on, Stu. Tell us what you do.
Tell them what you do, Stu.
Hi, my name's Stu.
Louder.
Hi, my name is Stu. I work in IT.
I can't hear.
Louder.
They cannot hear you.
Hi, my name's Stu. I'm a software analyst. I work for a geographic information systems company.
What is it?
I work for a company that does... basically, we take business requirements from organizations and we analyze those requirements and then we build software to fit those requirements.
He is a virgin.
I can smell a virgin at 1,000 paces.
Go on, then.
Go 1,000 paces away and smell yourself.
I can't wait anymore.
No!
Everyone stares as a long-haired guest in a white suit and mask strides through the crowd.
There shall be no eating of the human.
Who are you all of a sudden?
You have forgotten your former lover so quickly.
Georgie?
No, not Georgie, like 5 years after. Wait a minute. Just one moment. No. No, I've got it.
Vladislav removes his mask.
Hello, beast.
Hello, asshole.
Hey, don't call me asshole.
Don't call me beast. This
just
is Vladislav.
Absolutely the same.
This is my ex-boyfriend. Yes. You know, the one who fucked that week.
All right, that's old business. That's personal business.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you, asshole.
This is my lover.
You will not feast on the blood of the human known
Listen,
as you.
Listen, asshole, this is human, and this is the rules. And what this camera's doing here? One, then yes. Another one. What is this?
We're making a documentary.
This is a private secret society, exactly. Mate. You don't go bringing your bloody cameras into everything.
You will not eat stew, and you will not eat the camera mate. Guy. Maybe
I'm
one camera
about
guy.
Bloody here with you at the moment. And all your mates. Behind there, whoever the hell they are. We're going to eat the human being, and there's nothing you can do about it, all right? Now back off and let my missus get away.
Oh, there's nothing I can do about it.
That's fine.
Okay,
well, what about this?
He attacks Pauline's lover. Both vampires soar up into the air. Then as the guests look on, Vladislav's shoved into a table as his opponent bears down on him.
He's killing him!
It is forbidden for vampires
to kill vampires!
Suddenly, Stu impales Pauline's lover on a long spike.
What? Are you okay, lad? Get out!
We should probably go, Stu. It was great to see you, Pauline.
Asshole! Bastard!
That
He's a
was
murderer.
Great. How we both together equally destroyed that guy.
Yeah. But it was more Stew with a giant stick.
That just doesn't make it awkward for you and the beast.
No, I think it's opened up new possibilities.
Oh no. Here we go again.
Here we go again.
Wait. Stop. Listen. You smell that? This way. Werewolves.
Oh, no.
Look what the cat did again, huh?
Piss off.
Keep walking. Don't hassle us tonight.
There has been no hassle here.
Well, let it stay that way. Keep chaining yourselves up. Guys, where's your tracksuit pants?
It was washing night. My missus couldn't wash them because there was too much blood in them, so...
When your legs expand, they grow into the tracksuit.
Oh.
Those jeans are going to rip completely. You've lost all those trousers, guys. Declan, that tree's far too thin. Look at it, it's like a branch. You know how big you get when you transform? That's the wrong tree for you.
Anton, I've...
Oh, no, you've forgotten the combination. Why did you get a combination lock?
I lost my key last time.
Okay, well, it's probably four zeros. That's the factory setting, is it? Fuck off to a tree.
Hey, werewolves, not swearwolves.
Yeah, I know. On transformation nights, it's all right, I'm getting stressed out.
I was just reminding you.
Stop talking and chain yourself up, you dickhead. Honestly, we're transforming.
All right, we'll keep walking.
Yeah, keep walking.
We're walking.
By the way, I find that offensive.
Is it fur?
Oh, for crying out loud. Don't look at the fur, everyone. Get back to your trees,
That's
okay?
That's disgusting,
Anton.
Man.
You're wearing
Anton.
Fur.
Declan.
Anton.
It's not real fur.
Oh, shit. Right. Honestly, get out of here. Take your human. That guy in the bow tie, he's going to go first. Get out of here. Quick. Take all your clothes off that you want to keep, everyone. Get that army surplus jacket off. You've only just bought that, Nathan.
The vampires flee as the werewolves transform, then give chase. Vladislav battles a huge beast. Jaws loom out of the dark, then the camera footage goes fuzzy. A bloodied figure is dragged away into the night. A body's dumped on the ground. A flailing victim is thrown through the air.
Stu, you're right.
Nick hovers above the carnage as werewolves rampage in the moonlight. Creatures grab Nick's legs as he flies. Stu's being mauled in the shadows.
Stupid werewolves! Get away, Nick! Don't look at the blood!
No, Stu! Stu! Leave him alone! Oh, he's a really good dude! Leave him alone!
It's too late for him! Don't look at the blood, Nick!
Stu!
Throwing back their heads, werewolves howl into the night. Deacon.
Probably still a little upset having seen his best friend disemboweled by werewolves.
Nick! I found you.
He sits down beside him.
That was pretty full on, eh?
Nick stares sadly into the dark.
But this is what happens when you're a vampire. You have to watch everyone die. Your mother and father, all your friends, sometimes brutal, like slipping and falling onto a giant spike, or falling asleep in an autumn pile of leaves, and having some of them block your windpipe, or making the simple mistake of fashioning a mask out of crackers and being attacked by ducks, geese, swans, all simply dying of old age. But even old age is brutal. Watching your friends grow old, they can't piss, and they say stupid things, and their brains go, and they can't remember anything. And then one day they can't even remember who you are. And you wish they were dead. And then they do die.
Viago's outside the retirement flat.
No. If I know Stu, this was probably the way he wanted to go. Disemboweled by werewolves. Blood and guts splayed onto the trees. His face torn to shreds.
Deacon smiles to himself and nods before giving Nick a reassuring pat on the arm.
I hope I made you feel better.
Nick stares at him. Paramedics and police are on the scene.
Well, from what we can see and what we can gather, it looks like there's been a bit of a dog attack. That's really what happens when you get, you know, dangerous dogs out on the streets, not being looked after.
This is not good. No, not good at all.
There's nicer ways to go than being torn apart by what looks like a pack of dogs, more than just
absolutely,
one.
Yeah, I'd say so. These attacks are becoming more and more frequent. They're happening on a monthly basis, and it's no good for anybody, okay? Especially not the dogs, certainly not the community.
Got the bastard. One of them here, jeez. Eh?
And that's what I'm talking about. Look at it. End of the day, this dog is going to have to be put down. What a shame.
Look what you did, eh?
Well, he's got the scent again, hasn't he? He wants to go again. He's not finished.
Yeah.
A policeman keeps the black and white collie on a lead. The rising sun. Then a downcast Deacon sitting alone at home, and Nick nursing a drink in an empty bar. Vladislav standing with an axe beside a naked man whose wrists have been tied. Then signs on a mound of dirty glasses that read, "Please clean me."
They say that vampires' hearts are cold and dead. Definitely dead.
Bye, Stu.
He would have loved this scarf.
It's a lovely loose knit.
But I don't know, I think I still feel things inside it.
Deacon, wakey, hey.
Viago.
Who's sleeping here? The curtain's open. It's nearly morning. Oh. You want to get sizzled to a crisp?
What?
No, you've got to think a little bit about these things.
Okay. Sorry, Viago.
It's okay. Night-night. Okay.
Viago closes Deacon's door, then stands for a moment, looking disheartened. He walks away. A colour photo shows Stu and Nick smiling with Deacon, Viago and Vladislav as Peter sits in their midst.
Received at 4:20 a.m.
Hey guys,
it's Nick the Vampire here. Just a heads up, I've got quite a big surprise. It's going to blow everyone's mind, I think. Deacon answers the front door. It's Nick and...
Stu!
Hey, Deacon.
Stu!
How's it? Good to see you.
Look at his face. I saw them tear you to shreds. Look, he looks like a seal.
They didn't kill me.
That looks cool.
Thank you. Thank you.
Meet some of our friends.
You
Anton.
Deacon. Hi, Anton.
Anton?
It's the werewolf gang.
I must have blacked out. And then I remember an ambulance.
Yeah, coming.
Stu thrashes about, then runs off into the night.
Looks like rabies, doesn't it?
And I don't know how long after that was, but I woke up and it was daytime.
In a reenactment, Stu wakes up.
And I couldn't find my clothes. Those werewolf guys eventually found me. And they lent me some pants. So yeah, those guys have been supporting me because I was quite confused. Yeah, these are the guys who turned me into a werewolf.
Do you know your own jersey?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And this.
Is that the moon or?
Yes.
Hopefully we won't, you know.
He mimes transforming.
Oh, this is a nice place.
Please don't lick anything or pee on anything.
We were worried at first, you know. We thought, oh, they're just going to urinate on everything. But they're actually really polite and pretty clean. There was obviously that werewolf smell which permeated the entire house for the first half an hour, but we opened some windows and got rid of that.
When Stu first suggested the idea, I thought, no way. You know, walking into the vampire's den, that's ludicrous.
That's my hand.
But I thought, well, we'll give it a shot. You know, I mean, I'm the alpha male, so I made the call.
I'm the alpha male.
Yeah, so generally, all the other guys follow me.
Stu!
Thanks, guys.
What have you done to your face?
I got attacked by some werewolves.
Oh, I met a werewolf. Seemed a very nice person.
So, Catherine's a vampire now?
Yes.
Yeah, we decided to get together. We just thought, to hell with it, you know. What have we got to lose?
I was just sitting, doing nothing, and he came floating in and over to me, and I recognised him. It was wonderful.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. I bit you on the neck.
That's right.
Yeah.
And I don't mind being a vampire. I'm enjoying it.
Some people freak out a bit about the age difference. They think, what's this 96-year-old lady doing with a guy 4 times her age? And, you know, I don't care.
It doesn't make any difference.
No, they can call me Cradle Snatcher. Who cares? I decided to bite her, and we're going to be together forever.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Pauline and I are tentatively back together. But it's not long before you remember why it was you broke up in the first place.
We'll start in our bedroom. I need that totally boarded up or blacked out somehow. My husband is my familiar, so there's been a dynamic shift there.
You could buy a bedazzler, so write that down. Bedazzler, that's B-E-D.
I feel like I'm who I'm really meant to be now.
I love you.
I love you too.
Great. But I am your master.
Yeah, well, these guys have to laugh at my jokes, right, guys?
Yeah! Yeah.
That's a good one.
I always look around and make sure they're all laughing. Like, if I see one of them's not quite laughing, I'll go, hey, are you laughing? And then often I'll test you, hey, what are you laughing at?
Justin.
What?
What are you laughing at now?
Just then?
Yeah, but what?
Oh, I don't know. Because
test failed! Test failed! Yeah, hey, mate! Laughing now. What are you laughing at now, though?
I don't know, because I felt...
Oh, another failure! What are you laughing at, Stu?
Oh, I was laughing with the group.
Yep, yeah, that's good. Yeah, he's in the thing. Just pay attention. Pay attention.
Laugh with the group.
will not remember the last hour and a half of what you have just seen. You will forget the contents of this movie.